The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Wednesday morning, everyone. William Shatner, the oldest man in space. Peter Boyle's oldest man doing talk radio. There you go. Wednesday, October the 13th, 2021. Wednesday weather's going to be sunny. It was cold this morning and turned around. It's going to be a nice, pretty nice-looking day. Tomorrow, Thursday, rain, snow develops. Skiing. We got snow maybe Friday morning. It's skiing in the high country. 710 KNUS Denver's talk station. I'm going to bring Glenn on and then set the question up. He's been a longtime friend. He was the couple people I know that got fired out of newspapers. He was one of them, Glenn Beaton. He's a friend. He's a skier. It's snowing up high. So let me set the question up. First of all, good morning, Glenn. Thanks for doing the show.
Good morning, Peter. Good to be here.
Yeah. So two things happened in the last couple of days. I think you know Rob Nadelson, who is a brilliant scholar and a constitutional scholar. Rob's in the studio with us on Monday. Then yesterday we had David Horowitz with us, also, you know, legend in terms of his abilities to write. And a question came up on civil war, pending civil wars. And Rob Nadelson off air said, you know, we're close to the edge. Horowitz said we're a presidential election away. So that spun me. And I did, you know, wanted to read more. And you look at a bunch of different questions about the possibility that America could face the possibility of a civil war in the near future. And it seems unthinkable, but there seems to be something, and I read a 2021 national survey, John Zogby, and Zogby is a pretty reliable house, a polarity of Americans, 46% believe a future civil war is likely, 43% unlikely, 11% not sure. And they had to break it up into demographics and regions. And then comes this more scary thing. I came across this Republican Representative Madison, and it's C.A.W., Cawthorn, North Carolina, making the false claim regarding election integrity, saying if our election system continues to be rigged, it's going to lead to one place, and that's bloodshed. Now, here's two brilliant people. Nadelson's a scholar, and Horowitz is brilliant, kind of alluding to this. All right, my boy, what do you think?
It's tempting because, like you and they, my emotions are running pretty high these days. I think that what we're seeing is really, really horrible stuff. But I don't think we're going to see a civil war in the physical, violent sense. The logistics of a modern society just won't handle it. What are you going to have, like Texas secede from the Union? Okay, so you say it's not a geographical civil war. It's a war between two warring factions within the country. Well, yeah, but the one that has the military is going to win that one in an instant. The military is not going to split up. Some of them go to one side, some of them go to the other side. And if they did, wouldn't the war be over pretty fast, given the kind of weapons that we have?
Sure, of course. But it isn't that people don't think it. It was interesting. Both of those men I have respect for. Rob is absolutely brilliant, and Horowitz is, you know, he has done the job as well. And I thought to myself, because, you know, big deal, the geography of the terrible first American Civil War, or hopefully the only Civil War, it was North-South, free slave. I mean, there was, and the South raises a standing army. And I don't want to, you know, drift into there, but Are we experiencing maybe a different kind of civil war, Glenn? What do you think of that?
I think we're already in a different kind of civil war.
I do too. I do too.
You know, it's a nasty, mean war where you ruin people's careers one by one, or I guess thousands by thousands. You cancel them. You shout them down. You hate on them. You see the stuff that's happening in the school boards, for God's sake. You know, it's just terrible stuff. I think we're going to continue to see some of that. Part of the reason for that, given a lot of thought to this, the left is different than the right. The left is not so much about getting things done. They're all about the process. Look at what's going on in the reconciliation talks right now. It's a good example. The Democrats could have taken a win on the infrastructure bill, right? They had that win in their pocket. All they have to do is put it up for a vote. But instead, they want to get this multi-trillion-dollar reconciliation thing passed, too. And they think they can bully people into line, including their own people. They want to bully Joe Manchin. They want to bully Kyrsten Sinema because they enjoy being bullies. It's all about the process for them. That's the way the left always has been everywhere. And now that the Democrats more and more identify as leftists as opposed to Democrats of the Jimmy Carter or LBJ or even Franklin Roosevelt brand, that's what drives them, is this desire to trounce people. They want to beat the other side. Beating the other side tends not to bring people together.
Mm-hmm. We talk about Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan were able to negotiate and reach agreements, and today it's winner take all. I agree with you. Let me come back. I watched it last night. It's come up on the show. Have you seen this dude, Dave Chappelle, Netflix, The Close, The Closer? Have you seen the Chappelle Show?
I have not seen it, but it's on my list. What do you think?
Wonderful. It's incredible.
Oh, I'll watch it.
I mean, I've seen him a couple times on specials before, and we had some callers on it, a lot of off-air comments on it. Dave Chappelle's on Netflix. He's taking so much heat for what he said, but he's just simply telling the truth. And, you know, we hear that term performance art that maybe talk radio does a little bit of. This guy's performance art, and there was you know, no one left. He dropped everybody. But
I'm going to have to watch it. It sounds great.
I'll tell you, it was an absolute. He stunned me. He was that good. And we kind of bounce around some stuff for a living. But when Chappelle was done, and I mean, there's no prisoners, and yet he makes the case of what's happening now. They're all trying to, you know, cancel culture him, shoot him down, get rid of him. They Netflix, and the guy who runs Netflix, I read after the show and read it this morning, they've resisted because the far left, like you talk, the cancel culture wants him done. They don't want people to see Chappelle. And if anything, he's certainly, in my world, he's become more important now to listen to. And
your mention, go ahead.
You say, go ahead.
I was going to say, your mention of Netflix and non-PC stuff brought to mind Seinfeld. You know, Seinfeld's on Netflix now for the first time. And so I watched him the other day. I never liked Seinfeld back in the day very much. It just all seemed kind of stupid. But I have to say, I thought it was pretty darn funny this time. Maybe it's just the change in me or the change in society or whatever. But that's another show that the left wants to cancel because it doesn't have the right demographics. You know, there's this Jewish guy named Seinfeld, who's a stand-up comic. He's not particularly political or controversial, but he's pretty irreverent. But there aren't the right number of people with the right color skin or the right sexual preferences. And so on that basis alone, we have to cancel Seinfeld. Well, you know, when you come out against bombs, as they have, against the flag, as they have, and against Seinfeld, as they now have, you're driving the country away from you.
Glenn Beaton's here. Here's my question I brought up this morning. Do you think that Rickles could work now in 2021? Could Don Rickles work?
Oh,
I got a list.
Like Don Rickles.
No, it doesn't matter. No, how about
George Carlin? Can you substitute that one?
How about Richard Pryor?
No way.
How about a young Eddie Murphy? You ever see Eddie Murphy when he was young?
No, I'm
serious.
You know, a lot of the original Saturday Night Live guys couldn't work today. Belushi, Aykroyd, You know, go back and look at Ghostbusters. There's all kinds of un-PC stuff in there.
Red Fox. And then the last but not least was, and there was a book called Dirty Mouth. And it's the one I read. When I was a young guy, and you and I are not kids anymore, but Lenny Bruce worked. And Lenny Bruce was arrested for what he would do on the stage. The cops would come in and, you know, put the chains on him, take him out of there. Today, Lenny Bruce would probably be arrested by the PC cops, but not by the NYPD. Do you see that's my all the way to the circle now. When the New York Police Department would come in and arrest Lenny Bruce, now the politically correct cops would come in and get Lenny Bruce. Make sense?
The irony of that, too, of course, is that the PC cops still imagine that they're the edgy ones out there.
They're the
cool kids. But, of course, they are utter uber establishment now. The cool kids. You want a cool kid? Here's a cool kid, okay? Mm. How about a 19-year-old guy on campus who's a white Christian and not afraid to talk about it? You know, that guy is edgy. That guy's got something going for him.
But ... What happens next? Our guest, the one and only Glenn Beaton. So your thoughts, first of all, about, you know, what's happening in this country. Are we headed to the edge? And that was the words that Rob Nadelson used. We're not that far from the edge.
I think that there's going to be a wave election in the midterms next year.
I hope that's
going to pull us back a little bit toward the center, because it's going to essentially decapitate, I'm using the word figuratively, obviously, the Biden White House.
But I want you to be right.
He's not going to get anything through a Republican Congress or a Republican Senate. So that's going to change things quite a bit. Then he'll just be paralyzed for 2 years, and then probably the Republicans will win in 2024, unless the Democrats find somebody to run against who they would dearly love to run against.
I hope you're right. My spider sense says the Republicans will do something to their the grasp of the obvious. We've been talking a lot about the one takeable character here is Michael Bennett. And what will the Republican Party do? We just talked with George Anthesopoulos, talked to him off air at lunch with Chuck Bonneville. These are people I respect. You know, what happens? What happens? What happens? So what happens? And by the way, how do the Democrats get around? I have friends in New York that believe that Joe Biden has a body double, and that's the guy. I'm not making this up. You know, remember, like, they see this guy riding a mountain bike in Delaware on the weekends, and he's got on big sunglasses and a helmet, and he's got a black tie up, and they said, "Peter, that's not really Joe. That's some other guy." It's great fodder, but so how do they get around all of this stuff?
Well, they have a real problem with Joe. Joe's incapable of a mid-course correction. Remember when Bill Clinton got slaughtered first midterm?
Yep.
Well, he shifted way to the right. Mm. Well, I shouldn't say way to the right, but he definitely shifted to the right. He passed welfare reform, for example, big example. Joe is incapable of a mid-course correction. He's got three basic sort of constitutional problems, talking about his constitution, not the country's constitution. They're his age, his IQ, and his temperament. So, you know, for his temperament, he's just kind of a mean, nasty guy. Gets very defensive. He's unable to really connect with people in any kind of a real way. The way he bites at and snarls at reporters who are on his side is really stunning. In terms of his IQ, you know, the guy's not very smart. He's never been very smart. Back in his prime, he was not very smart. I would say he's the least smart president we've had in my lifetime or yours, for sure.
I agree.
And then there's his age, which compounds both problems. You know, he's not too old to be president, but the Joe Biden of his age is too old to be president. What I'm trying to say is not everybody of that age is as declined as he is, but he is. So that compounds both things. And now he's just kind of a snarly, mean, defensive, retreating guy.
And so, what's next? And by the way, Kamala Harris has been vanished. You literally, I mean, she's, She's gone into
hiding. Oh, no, she's got a kid's show going. Haven't you seen it?
Yeah, no, come on. I mean, I have friends that believe, my friends, and they are my friends, they believe the entire Oval Office stuff is a backdrop. You know, they don't believe anything, so which makes them my friends.
I love that story, though, don't you? She's so unable to connect with children. She doesn't have children of her own. I didn't know that. Or I guess I had focused on this story.
But
she's so unable to connect with children. They had to hire actors to connect with her.
For sure, I'm saying. I mean, it's play acting. And she, for all intents and I've said this. I think we talked about this before. Well, they Spiro Agnew her and find someone else to slip in there. And then Joe Biden does the step aside. And you got to find like a Gerald Ford Democrat. I mean, it's all been done before. And do you think that's conceivable or possible?
Well, I suppose it is. But, you know, the thing about doing a Spiro Agnew is you have to have somebody who did the misdeeds of Spiro Agnew.
That's what I'm saying, right.
Now,
right.
I suppose a cynic would say, well, Cameron clearly has done some misdeeds as bad as Spiro Agnew. But I don't know. You got to dig them up.
Well,
if they can dig them up, yeah, they would probably do that.
I mean, to
that.
Make, the, to make then, survivability. I mean, because it's – I can't – I don't know. I mean, those debates were so horrible because Trump made them horrible. But if you'd have let – Joe expose himself. You know, if Trump would have just kept a jab in his face and had him expose himself, but he didn't do that.
Didn't that just drive you crazy? Okay. I wanted to shout at the TV, Don, let him talk. He's killing himself.
Shout at the devil, right? And it's like, I'm on this passion to read these books now, and they're all critiquing from the sidelines. What are you doing? And that the first one, which was the big Nielsen hit, was the first Joe Biden Donald Trump debate, and Donald Trump turned the whole thing into dog do, and people came out of that feeling bad for Joe Biden, they felt sorry for Joe Biden. That was the polling data that Trump, you know, slapped him around, and when you know all the kind of stuff that made Trump look like a heel.
Yeah, you talk about constitutional problems in a candidate. Trump had his, too. You know, the main one with Trump was he just couldn't keep a lid on his tongue or keep his tongue in his mouth. The guy just, whether it was on Twitter or in dealing with reporters or in a debate, he just couldn't shut himself up.
But that allegedly is him in the Oval Office, that he, you know, he had four chiefs of staff in 4 years and they said the real chief of staff was Jared Kushner. They go through all this stuff, and it's, you know, it's probably on the money. But okay, that's done. Now what? And man, I tell you what, I worry. I sincerely worry about the state of Colorado. I worry about the national scene. Glenn Beaton's with us. How on the job do you think Joe Biden really is?
Well, he's not on the job at all.
Yeah.
He's just the product of his handlers. I've wondered who is the puppet master, and I guess I've decided there's not really a puppet master per se. I thought for a while it was the Obamas, but I don't think it's really that. I think that he just kind of likes to ingratiate himself with whoever he happens to be around, and he's around people who are hard left. So that's where he comes from.
Oh, sure. But, you know, that my friends in New York who have, they were the ones that pointed out, they're the ones that told me, Michael, that John Hickenlooper had gone to the Bilderberg because that wasn't known. They went, yeah, he did, and he did, which started all that routine, which was never used in an ad, by the way, by Corey. But they, you know, they say every weekend, and they've told me this a lot. I talk to these guys like once or twice a week. You know, I didn't know this. Every weekend he goes back to Delaware. And the routine was to, you know, you're always doing fundraising and you're always doing, you know, social events, meeting. And I'm told that when he met the King of Jordan, he did the whole thing on notes. He didn't actually, you know, Abdullah, I think is his name. And he played him out with cards and notes. And he doesn't stay and do meet and greet. But he get him out of town. And then they see him riding the mountain bike and, you know, and I think it's Rehoboth Beach or wherever that he goes to. And they say they get him out of town. Do you buy into that?
Yeah, I largely buy into that. I think he's a real tired old guy. I can remember back during the campaign, which was, I'm sure, very taxing from him. Mm-hmm. He'd literally dotter out onto the stage.
They hit the
he'd kind of go stiff-legged, lean forward, and you thought any second he was going to trip over a crack in the floor. Yeah, he's a doddering old man.
Well, he did rope-a-dope. They just hit him out and watched watch Trump explode.
Good way to say
they did. They rope-a-doped
him. Masterful rope-a-dope.
He did rope-a-dope. he did it well. I don't know.
Well, it comes natural, too.
That's right.
The rope-a-dope is you just kind of cover your face and cower, right?
It wasn't that tough. Waited him out. Last comment. Glenn Beaton's here. What do you? Oh, by the way, it's snowing, and get your skis ready, and this is our year to ski.
Oh, yeah. Powder Day tomorrow.
Yeah. Since you're not allowed in Aspen anymore, that's a joke. Where are you going to ski this year?
Aspen. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. I'm not only allowed in Aspen, but I'll remind you that I was voted best columnist of Aspen.
After you were fired.
After
you were fired.
After I was fired. The people of Aspen voted me best columnist of Aspen.
I know.
I'm up for best columnist again this year, and I've also been nominated for, you got your drum roll?
I'm ready.
Mr. Aspen.
No.
Yeah.
I love it. I always thought of you. Did you ever read One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Because the movie was okay, but the book was so much better. And they're arguing.
I did not read the book.
Oh, the book's wonderful. It's a must read. But they're arguing who is the bull goose loony, who's the craziest person on the ward, you know, and they get to Nixon and about who voted for Nixon. And McMurtry says, I'd vote for him if he ran again. And they decided that at that point he was the bull goose loony. No one was crazier. Not only would these other guys who I voted for Nixon trying to make him the craziest guy. And the guy said, I'd vote for him again. That's you.
You know, the only sane one in that movie, and I'm not leaving out the first, he was one of the most insane, Miss Ratchet. The only sane one was Chief, right?
No, Chief.
He got away.
In the end, Chief gets away. He kills him and he leaves. But the book is, you know, it's about the corporations and it's about, I actually met him and we talked about Ken Kesey. And Ken Kesey, the veteran of probably 5,000 acid trips. And Tom Wolfe writes about the electric Kool-Aid acid test in the pump house gang. And I stole that for a column title. But Kesey was in town, and I was doing a radio show like now, and I went out of my way to get him because and he wrote a book called Sometimes a Great Notion that was in many ways a better book. And so Kesey came in and did the radio show, and we talked about Neil Cassidy. You know, we talked about all the stuff going up and giving LSD to everybody. And so he said, well, thanks for saying that. And I said, what? And he said, a great notion. He said that he wrote Cuckoo's Nest. He was working in a mental institution and, you know, as an aide. And he said, I wrote that book in under 2 weeks. Unbelievable.
So it's probably a true story.
No, it's a true story.
Back in the days when those institutionalizable people were in institutions.
Oh,
now
we
got them on the sidewalk, pooping in the gutter. This is a great advance.
All they did was create a class of victims when they mainstreamed people out of institutions, and now look what we got. Same again. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, you're the best, and winter's around the corner, snowing, beating. You will be man of the year in Aspen.
I
have a friend who said, that's like... Yeah, what kind of perks? Billy wants to know what kind of perks you get.
Well, hot and cold running women.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, Mr. Aspen. I skied in Aspen 3 times. It was, like, so good. It was like I had a friend that took me there. It's just an incredible place. I was, wow. I said, yeah, this is really skiing. You know, you get on we took the gondola to the top, and I think I only rode the chairlift one more time after that. You just ski forever. It's just great.
The dangerous thing about skiing Aspen is you get a whole bunch of people who aren't really good enough to ski Aspen.
Yeah,
Aspen Mountain is pretty hard.
It's real hard.
But people go there and they think, well, I'm not going to go to Aspen. I'm not going to Highland. I'm coming to Aspen. I ski Aspen. Yeah, well, you don't belong on this mountain, bud.
Yeah, well, I'm the last guy to say that. But I remember seeing people and I'm going there like they're in a deep blue and they're snow plowing. And I'm thinking, somebody did you a favor. you know, kicked you off into this. My boy, you take care of yourself. We'll put you on hold. Billy talks to you. Glenn Beaton, we go to open lines, Civil War. Dave Chappelle, have you seen the Chappelle Show? Do you need a professional appraisal on all the valuables tucked away in your basement? You're sitting on a fortune in cash. My friend is David Allison Cherry Creek, paying top dollar for your diamonds and gold, sterling silver, wedding bands, and Rolex watches, instant cash on the spot. You need money. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. He is my friend. David offers confidential valuations on estate sale jewelry and precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. There's no obligation, free appraisals, private, confidential. If you're looking to buy a gift for somebody, and that's part of it as well, see David for the best prices on diamonds and jewelry. Beautiful, newly remodeled, expanded showroom, the black awning. 6 days a week, David is there early. David's there throughout the day. 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, DavidEllisJewelry.com. 3rd and Clayton Park, walk in, show them what you got, or they come and see you. 303-322-8779, 303-322-8779. You'll be glad you did. For the first time since 5 a.m., lines are wide open, 303-696-1971. Lines are full. Morning, everyone. 29 minutes after the hour of 8:29. Stefan this afternoon, back here tomorrow morning at 5. And the other, you know, is watching that show, and I watched it last night with Dave Chappelle. It's on Netflix. It is amazing, and it has angered up so many people. And I thought, wow, what a home run show. 62 and sunny today. I have a guy for you you need to know about. He came out to the house for the free water test. Now we made to transfer, but you get this free water test. And water's different. Like we were talking, you know, if you live in North Glen, it's one thing. You live in Denver, if it's Castle Rock, they're all different. Hard water and contaminants and stuff. The one thing, and it's not a plug and play. I like how Paul says this. It's not one size fits all. They got to come to your home and do the water test. If you make the deal or not, at least you know. Water pros, and they build your home's water filtration system tailored to your water. They came to look at this, Peter. Oh, man. Paul showed me how water filtration systems are not plug and play. It depends on the water you start with. Call a man up. Take the free one. Purifying your home's water, best way to detoxify, live healthier. It's just, it's a home run. So you call 303-862-5554, 303-862-5554. The web is waterpros.net. Tell Paul I sent you. Take the gimme deal. I trust him. He's your guy. Waterpros.net. I said .com. It's .net. Waterpros.net. 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 303-862-5554. We start with Aaron. Aaron, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, what's up there, Peter?
Aaron, man.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, before I get about Michael Biddy, what do you think about this John Gruden? Emails come out 10 years later about all he said on these emails. What do you think about that, Peter, man?
We talked about that. I have friends. Mm-hmm. I have friends who played pro ball. I can tell you about, you know, radio. Guys talk that way. I mean, let's not run a con on each other.
Mm-hmm.
I know how do guys talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's outed.
Yep.
He's gone. They want to look at the Washington football team's emails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're gonna, it's, this is what, why you got to watch Chappelle. Because Dave Chappelle, he's talking about what's happening with the cancel culture, what's happening with political correctness,
mm-hmm.
social justice. Was the guy, did he say anything that you haven't heard or been said to or you yourself have said?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, of course.
No, the thing is, though, the sad thing about John Gruden is that he put it on email. You know, I mean, if you got all these thoughts going through your head, you know, anti-woman, anti-gay, LG, whatever, you keep that to yourself, because thank God people can't read your mind.
Well,
but they definitely can read your email.
That's why I come back to Chappelle. I've been, you know, talking about this. I'm going to watch it again probably, hopefully tonight, watching Dave Chappelle. But also I brought up this other, is the Civil War coming? They all dovetail together, all of these issues. And, you know, don't kid yourself. I mean, all these sports announcers and these are just so appalled. I'm thinking, what, you didn't say this or you didn't hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you did.
Of course they had. Of course they had. I mean, I've heard it all, Peter. But the thing is, though, I never put it on the email.
No, you weren't that stupid. But he,
I wasn't that stupid.
But he, again, like so much in the modern world, last night I watched Chappelle talks about J.K. Rowling, who wrote all the Harry Potter books. Now, she's been tarfed. They call it tarfing. I never knew the word. And all the, you know, she said, well, look, there's two sexes, there's male, and I don't know what all she said, there's men and women. They've done everything they can to destroy her, who wrote the Harry Potter. And so I'm not making anybody right or wrong. I'm just saying, yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. But now we've gotten into a place where, you know, like in Nazi Germany, you couldn't say anything bad about the Fuhrer to anybody. They come looking for you.
Yeah, that's true, and I haven't seen the Dave Chappelle the special he
Watch
came
it.
Out with. Oh yeah, I'll definitely check it out because I've always been a big fan of his because of what he did with the Dave Chappelle show.
Yeah, man,
and that was some years ago, and a very funny guy, and
hilarious.
So I definitely will check that out.
But he's not funny. He's not funny like when you and I were little boys and watched Jackie Gleason, and that was funny. This stuff is. It's cerebral. It's You know, you're not going to get away with it, and you're not. He's going to take you back when he says it. And every once in a while during the set, he would say, "We're going all the way to it," because it's his closer. He's not going to do another one. And they call it the closer. And again, he will offend everybody. There's nobody's going to walk out of this one going. And in the end, when you see his final, he tells stories. He's a storyteller. And he tells a story about this transsexual comedian and how that story ends. And, then he just does a mic drop, and that's it.
And the thing is, so comedy is politically, sure. Comedy is supposed to be politically incorrect.
Could you think Richard?
Comedy is supposed to be politically incorrect, correct.
Do you think that Red Fox could work today?
I mean, I've seen a lot of Red Fox
me too.
Stuff.
Me too.
I've listened to a lot of his stuff.
Rickles?
Richard Pryor.
Rickles.
Eddie Murphy. I mean, man.
Eddie Raw.
And there's so many other comedians, too. I mean,
But watch.
In today's political correctness, they probably would. If they were all alive, they probably said, go F yourself.
Could Rickles work?
I think Don Rickles could work today. It would be fun because Don Rickles, of course, he wouldn't back down from nobody. Him.
Well, that's not the point. Would they put him on? The answer is, I don't even know what you could do in Vegas. People always said that, you know, as funny as we thought they were when you and I were guys, that when they did a club, whew.
What about Joan Rivers?
Same thing.
Yeah, see, and you know what? Joan Rivers had the devil's tongue.
I met her. She did. Yeah. She came in and did the radio show. She had done a movie, believe it or not, called Rabbit Test, where it was about a guy getting pregnant. And I was working with Bob, and she came in. She's little. And she came in and did the show with us. And off air, I got a bad mouth on me.
Yeah.
She made me look good. You know?
you made a good point. I mean, just imagine talking to Richard Pryor or talking to Riff, or just talking to any of these people.
Sure.
Behind the scenes.
I've had the opportunity.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Because I've been lucky enough to have this job and keep it. But I mentioned Ken Kesey, who wrote, he wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was the electric Kool-Aid acid test. They had the bus. They had Ken. He had Neil Cassidy. He had all. And these guys. And so I'm sitting with them, and I'm going, man, I'm sitting with, with Kesey, who changed a lot of my thinking. And off the air, guy with his feet up, guy would tell you, and a lot of that stuff is, do you think that, and all these holier than thou people about Gruden, dude, you've said it, you've listened to it, don't tell me. I love your call, man. Thank you, man.
Hey, good morning.
Are you too? All right, man. We go to, is it Jim? Jim, you're on a radio show. Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
Great show today.
You're kind. Thank you.
Listen, I was just going to share with you a little bit. I think you're spot on about the Democratic. I think their playbook is try to paint the candidates to be Trumps. I think a great example to see whether this sticks or not will be the governor race in Virginia.
Terry McCullough versus
a guy named Glenn Youngkin.
Yep.
I was listening to basically Terry McAuliffe on the radio, and basically he didn't even mention Glenn. He was mentioning Trump all the time. However, when Glenn went on, he was talking about, Terry doesn't even believe that parents should have any say in the kids.
I saw that,
now,
by the way. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go this way. If it sticks, if Terry wins this, that's going to be their game plan. If he loses, the electric is smart enough to say, this is bull crap. I'm not going to listen to it anymore.
Well, what do you think happened with Elder in California?
I'm telling you, in that whole situation, first of all, I believe that whole Elder basically was just put up as he was just put up.
He pulled ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. And that's
hey, let me do this. I want to continue. Let me put you on hold and do the right thing and come back because it's a good call. I want to keep you. There truly is an art to putting together the perfect kitchen or bathroom remodel. You want the best countertops, wholesale pricing. Mitch Floria, my guy, in the art of granite. He's an expert. He's a craftsman, can turn granite, quartz, marble, other materials into true works of art right in your home. Single residential installations, large-scale projects. Mitch is my guy. Born in Romania. I mean, he's got one of those stop-your-heart stories. Mitch and his team at the Art of Granite will listen to you and get you what you need. Schedule a consultation with Mitch, 303-386-5919. Call the man up, 303-386-5919. Change everything. Change your bathroom around, change your kitchen around, and or both. Mention 710KNUS, get a free bathroom countertop with a purchase of any new bathroom or kitchen countertops, pardon me, or get a kitchen or bathroom sink free with a purchase of any countertop package. Give Mitch a call, 303-386-5919. He's been with us a long time. He's a really, really good man. 303-386-5919. Visit Art of Granite. Let them change your home, change your bathroom, change your kitchen. He is, or just let him come out and look. 303-386-5919, artofgranite.com. It is 8:46, 14 before the hour, 7:10, KNUS. Thank you all for being here. October the 13th, pretty nice looking day, and then it's going to take a turn. If you got a mortgage on your home, take a look at your interest rate and make sure you're not paying too much. Legitimately, man, I went through this and I did it, and the rates are still really low. It doesn't mean, again, Aunt Janet there, so who knows what's going to happen to that number, and you lock it in today. You call them up as we speak, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, and find ways, and there's no obligation reviews. It's home loans, a free no-obligation home loan mortgage review. And see, and you will, saving up to a grand a month is like a paycheck, and then you tighten up the time you owe, and there's no pressure, no upfront fees, no hidden fees. It takes 10 minutes to get started. Lock into a low rate now before they're gone. Pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. American Financing. Trust them. Good guys. I mean, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Online, AmericanFinancing.net. Please save yourself bunches of money. Do yourself and family a favor. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. All right, we got a good caller, Jimmy. He took the break with us. All right, brother, man, you're back up. It's yours.
Sure. I was just going to say, you moved on over to the Newsom and Elder. And I think you had guests on your show showing how Elder lost. That, you know, if it would have been just an election concerning Newsom, he would have got recalled. Elder fell into that trap. He basically had handlers telling him that he was going to use it, like kind of what we do in doing the mail-in flyer, doing, you know, mail, showing that flyers concerning what Newsom was doing and not making it basically what Newsom and what a horrible governor he was. He fell into that trap, and basically that was the reason he lost it. If that would have been a recall concerning just what Newsom was doing, he would have got his butt kicked.
But hang on. It's like, you know, you win the best way you can. All's fair in love and war and politics. And so when they started coming out and say Donald Trump was back on the ballot in California, that resonated with people. And when they Newsom, you're right. I mean, Newsom's a disaster. But when they went up against an Elder, fell into the trap. You're absolutely right. He brought in the same handlers who they ran what's probably going to happen here. They ran the Donald Trump flag up, and nobody saluted it. And Elder got clipped. And
that's exactly right. Now, the point is people need to say it. They got to say it, recognize. Yes, Trump's the leader of the party, but the point is this is we need to focus back on what the issue was. Do you agree with what Newsom has done? Elder didn't do that.
No.
He was defending himself in this thing. He kept on saying, they're calling me a racist black man. Yeah. I mean, it became about Elder. It did not become about Newsom.
And they won.
Yes, but he wasn't smart enough. His handlers weren't smart enough to say, let's focus back on Newsom and what he's done to this state.
I agree. But
any Republican that runs now has to say, do you agree with what Biden? I guess we could go this way. Who do you agree with more, Biden or Trump? Well, if we're going to go that way, I would say, most people would say,
the question,
I really would go back with Trump.
Jim, with respect, the question is that they'll use the election outcome as the litmus test, and there are too many Republicans who believe it was stolen. I wrote a column about werewolves and vampires in the end, and the werewolves are the Republicans and the vampires are the Democrats, and it's Happy Halloween. So we listened to Gino Campana this morning. He eventually found a way to say no. Now we have Heidi Ginnall on a radio show on Friday. She's the front runner, for right now, to try and unseat Polis. If you can't answer that question, everybody gets upset that I ask it. You know, it's that thing about if I don't ask it, you know they will. The Democrats will, and or the candidate will, or Chanel number 9 or the Denver Post. Somebody's going to ask it. So if you can't get past that, and that's what happened. Elder, I mean, then they brought up the thing with Elder's girlfriend and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But you got to background check yourself. And remember, they ask, and you got to be honest. And this is what happened to Clinton. Clinton had so much crap in his background. And the Democrats try to cover it up. And I don't know if you watched that series on about Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. And I've read some of those books. Bill Clinton's a horrible person. I mean, actually, a bad guy. What do you do?
And his wife is even worse.
Yeah, well, she's an enabler.
Right. But so, she's so unlikable. I want to also focus back. I did see that Dave Chappelle. I love Dave Chappelle, and I will tell you one thing. He came off as strong off of the transgender. That's the one thing I stuck in my mind, and I did say it's not really one of his best shows. But I will tell you this. He made sure that this was his last one, and I think he's going off the circuit for a while because of the flack he's getting for it.
Maybe.
I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you. He came on strong. Oh,
and it was, you know, and I've, you know, I watch stuff off and on TV. I'm not the biggest TV guy in the world, but but so many people tell me, you got to watch it, got to watch it. So I, you know, all by myself, nobody, you know, no family members, and I watched it, and he stunned me. I mean, I thought it was that good.
He has been off the box. He comes off strong all the time. He is not a typical comedian. If you listen to his stuff, he jokes
he's
about the Democrats
smart.
All the time and stuff. Yeah, he is not
very
one
smart.
To total line with him. But this one, he came really strong on the transgender.
And
really strong.
But then it needs to be said, what he talked about J.K. Rowling and what's happened, and then his friend, the transgender comedian.
Yes.
Oh, that was,
yes.
In the end of that, Lenny just kind of does that, you know, that mic drop, and you fade to black. And I went, oh, my God. Listen, you're a wonderful call. Jim, I love this call. We're coming up on the end of the show. What do you do, without naming a company, what do you do for real? You're very smart.
Medical.
What? You can fix my heart anytime. All right, Bubba. Thanks, man. That is it. I loved the show this morning. It really worked. And again, where is – somebody just said you can – go to YouTube now and watch the entire Dave Chappelle for free. So that Dave Chappelle show, I don't know if you can watch it on YouTube. A texter said you can. And it's only Netflix only. That's what I thought. So it's you can watch other performances of Chappelle, but this one is Netflix only. It was good stuff. And welcome to the fight, Gino Campana. George Yars make the show work. Billy always makes the show work. We'll do it tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Stefan is here this afternoon. Take care of yourselves, everybody. Thanks for listening.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.